home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody getting ready to go over the river and through the woods. We got football on the brain. Luke is out in Owings Mills, and I got crab cakes on the brain. It's going to be holiday style crab cakes and eggnog, if I get my say. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'll have Raven scratch offs to give away when we do our crab cake tour. If you've been tuning in this week, Coco's last week. We're going to be at Fadley's in a couple of weeks. I'm sort of setting that up, trying to work that out with Ivan Bates, who I heard speak at a Connects event this week. So I've been in and around, and at some point I get rid of all of these Ravens scratch offs, and I'll get my my bag will start smelling like the candy cane, the seasonal holiday smells. Seth Elkin is here to straighten us out on all things jackpot, because Seth, you know, when my wife starts to see that it's a 900 million, it's almost $1 billion, and it might be there by the time we get to the jackpot. It's a big week at the Maryland Lottery when these jackpots happen like this, huh?
We've got all sorts of things going on this week because, as you mentioned, the jackpots in both Mega Millions and Powerball are really rolling along. But we've also got our holiday raffle that we launched and the holiday scratch-off tickets and second chance promotions. So all sorts of things happening. But let's start with those jackpots because it's always fun when they are both up there, and they really are. The Mega Millions is at $965 million, as you and I are talking,
And
400.
growing. I always say it never goes down, it only goes up, right?
And $445.3 million cash option. I think we could figure out how to live comfortably on that. So that has been rolling since June. The last week of June was the last time the Mega Millions jackpot was hit. The Powerball jackpot is at $546 million. It's been rolling since early September. So they're both getting up there. They both had long jackpot rolls, and this is where it gets fun. There's a lot of energy that goes through the place, and a lot of people get excited. We always remind people it only takes one ticket to win on these jackpot games, on any game. So play responsibly when you do play, but go out and get a ticket or two and have some fun with it because these jackpots are big, and as you say, continuing to get bigger, really rolling along here.
Well, Seth, I told John earlier in the week I was strolling around New York. I went up to New York for a day, day and a half, doing my Holden Caulfield sort of Ferris Bueller day, running around, seeing my rock and roll. And, you know, when you're in New York, you pass all the storefronts, all the convenience stores, and they all have the sign, and they have the same sign we have here, 900 million. And I'm like, this is where my wife's like, we're competing with everybody. Why is it always somebody from California or Illinois that wins or whatever? People really win. Miracles happen here. We always mention the Western Maryland Lona Koning, which clearly had some water damage and some awful things that happened there. My thoughts to everybody up in Lona Koning, where they have a baseball statue in Lefty Grove and all this stuff. But you know, when it comes to Maryland, it's memorable when it's like this, right?
Yeah, you just never know where and when a jackpot is going to get hit. And I think that Lana Koning example is the perfect example. You know, people, as you mentioned, people say, well, the jackpots seem to be won in California or New York or in Florida or Texas, in large states, right? And that some of that is mathematics. There are more people, there are more tickets being sold in larger areas. But Lana Koning tells us that that doesn't always make the difference because, you know, if I told you we're going to have a jackpot win here in Maryland, the expectation probably is going to be that the winning ticket's going to be sold
Done
somewhere
up.
in the Baltimore, Washington corridors. That's where most of the population is. But when we had our last jackpot win here in Maryland, Lana Koning in Western Maryland in Allegheny County, $731.1
So
million
beautiful.
dollars.
It sits right along the river in a mill town. It's beautiful. Really beautiful part of the world, man.
So and a beautiful win for an anonymous winner out there in 2021. We were very happy about that and very happy for the store that sold the ticket, Coney Market. And it was a special occasion, and we hope
See, you
something
remember the
special
name of
like
the
that happens
market,
again.
like the market threw a no-hitter, right?
Hey, well, you know what? That's kind of what it's like. You know, these are memorable things. You don't get a no-hitter
Sure.
every day, and you don't get a jackpot hit every day. And when it happens, it really does stand out. The other standout that happens with Mega Millions being the larger of the two right now is the Three Amigos, who won in 2012, I believe it was. There was a $656 million Mega Millions jackpot that ended up being split three ways. Maryland had one of three winning tickets in that jackpot. And then again, so it was a $218.6 million prize that was won here in Maryland, one third of that jackpot. And then there were three people who shared that ticket. They had gone in together to share their to pool their money to buy tickets. And they nicknamed themselves the Three Amigos. They were anonymous, but a very famous picture of the three of them hiding behind the check, along with John Manley, who at the time was in our communications department and is now one of our district sales managers. He's moved on to the sales department very successfully. But John's picture immortalized with the in the lottery ball, the Mega Millions ball costume, with our three anonymous Three Amigo winners from 2012. So a fun time anytime we've got a big jackpot roll in it, and especially when it gets hit here. And we're hoping it happens here again soon.
Closest I've ever come is one of the first times I went to Vegas. You know, you're exploring back in the 90s. And I mean, gosh, most of Vegas, as we know, wasn't even built back then. But you would go downtown to Binion's and you could take your picture with $1 million. You know, they had a million, right? You know, so you take your picture with $1 million. You're in Vegas. Perfect reason to go downtown. There's always reasons to play the Maryland lottery. Responsibly is at the top of all of this. We're going to get to some sports wagering. We're going to talk about all that. Let's talk about the Ravens scratch-offs, because this Cincinnati game starts to loom a little larger, right? And we have the trip going on and second chances. And I don't know if you saw the video, Seth Elkin, but I did put it out on YouTube and I put it out on our Facebook because it really was fun. I was with Greg Abel last week over at Coco's, and I give the tickets out just like Roz tells me. And, you know, I give them out, and some people win, some people lose. I had some winners at the bar. We took some pictures. And I'm doing the show, man. Like, I mean, I'm in. Sometimes I don't even get to hand all the tickets out because I'm like, I'm doing the show. And these ladies came up behind me and they thought they had won. And I stopped the show right here on the radio, right on a podcast, whatever the kids are, video, whatever the kids are calling me. And I fumble through my phone because I have like five screens and I'm going to do just what I did now. I'm like, huh, where's my Maryland lottery? Oh, there it is. All right, it's the L. It's the pink L, right? All right, I got the little QR. Boop, $20 winner. And then the other lady, boop, $5 winner. It was like Oprah, dude. And I think you could see it's fun. It's fun when people win, man.
Fun
Like,
to
I mean,
watch people.
really, I mean, it's fun for me to have people win.
I did. I appreciated you sending that video along. That was a fun video to watch, to see the surprise set in when they realized they won, and happy
It
about
lets me know
that.
when this all falls apart. I got a game show host future in me. I did. Yeah, there's some Wink Martindale in me. I got to come up with a new nickname, new shtick for myself. But yeah.
I'll tell you what's going to be really fun for us is when we start getting the winners in our holiday raffle, because we've been really excited about this.
When I see raffle, I think bingo, I think PTA, right? I mean, I think like raffle was like what we did in the Little League, bull roast and stuff like that. It
it's
was
a
always a
very
basket of cheer, too. It was always a
it's a
basket of
very
cheer.
simple game. Of course, it's a raffle ticket. You can buy the raffle tickets. The holiday raffle tickets are available at any lottery retailer. You can buy them from the clerk operated terminals. You can buy them from the vending machines. $20 per ticket. And we've got four drawings. We're going to have three early bird drawings where we're going to award one $50,000 prize in each of those three. And then the final drawing comes up on January 2nd, the day after New Year's. We're going to award one prize of $1 million, and then 10 prizes of $100,000 each, and then 10,000 prizes ranging from $50 up to $500. So you got plenty of time to get in on this. The first drawing is November the 24th. That's the first early bird. So one $50,000 winner that day. And then the additional early bird draws December the 8th and December the 22nd. Again, $50,000 prizes. Any ticket that you buy is going to be eligible to win in the early bird drawings and also in the final drawing. The only exception is if you win an early bird, you can't win a second early bird or the third one. So you can only win one early bird prize, but your early bird winning ticket could also win a prize in the final drawing on January 2nd. So
And that means there's like a limited amount, right? Like the raffle style and the game itself is not unlike as what I brought up with the PTA,
yeah,
right?
sorry to go down that path. It's a very simple game where we have a maximum of 325,000 tickets that we're going to sell. So once they're gone, they're gone. But we'll be continue selling them all the way up through January 1st or until number 325,000 has been sold. They're sold in sequential order. You don't pick your number. You just walk up to the vending machine or walk up to the register and ask for a raffle ticket. and it'll print out with the 6-digit number on it, and that's your number. And that's how it works. So it's a very simple game, but surprisingly not so simple to plan and execute. There's a lot of moving parts to getting a game, any game that we launch up and running. And we've had this in the works for a number of months now. So it's great to finally be here. The tickets went on sale November 3rd, and we were really happy that day to get this off the ground and to get this out there for people. We haven't done a raffle in a really long time. It predates my time with the lottery. I've been here since 2015, and we haven't done one in that time in the last decade. So we're having a lot of fun with this, and we hope the players are having fun with it, and we can't wait to award that first early bird prize November 24th. Get your tickets and have some fun with it.
Seth Elkin is my dude. He communicates for the Maryland Lottery. John Martin this week. There's a long story and there's egg on my face, but either way, I love John. And even under Cleveland week, I mean, maybe I should get him after the game. I'm not sure. Seth, for those who know, is a he's got a little bit of Pittsburgh background in him here, but you just dropped like the greatest Baltimore sports radio line of all time from my predecessor. One of his catchphrases was, "It's a very simple game," is what he would say. That's what the coach, Charlie Ekman, would say. "It's a very simple game. Put the ball in a basket," is what the coach would say. Seth Elkin is the communications director for the Maryland Lottery. Ravens, let's talk about this and second chances and second prize, because we got a lot of things going on, including throwing the footballs and all of that. I've seen where some of the players have gotten very competitive about what they were doing for contestants in the Maryland Lottery, pass for cash. So we got a lot of things still going on, and Pittsburgh Steelers are in the way, Seth. You know this. I mean, on the Pittsburgh side of things, I mean, I hope the Cleveland Browns aren't in the way this week. I know the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be in the way, and I like it better when Lamar's at practice on Wednesday. I'm just saying, just from my own perspective, but the Ravens have made it interesting, and I think the game gets fun too for people who play this time of year, right?
I hate to be a pessimist, but it's born of having high expectations for my team. I don't know how much longer the Steelers are going to be in the Ravens' way.
Oh, come on, man. They're always in the way. Don't play
Still
all
got
that.
two head-to-head matchups coming up that division games
The only
could go.
humble Steelers the morning after we beat them. That's the only way you get them humble.
Division games can go either way. No one saw the Cincinnati Bengals beating the Steelers on that Thursday night a couple weeks ago. No one saw Miami over Buffalo a few days back. A division game and anything can happen. And of course, we got two of those head-to-head
Well, we'll
Steelers and
talk
Ravens
about the
as well.
sports wagering side of anything being able to happen in the games in a couple of minutes as well. But in the meantime, Ravens game's good. And the Cincinnati game was looking a little iffy when the Ravens were 1-5, right? Like, it was like, oh, they're going to give a trip away and all that. This is the time of year where the tickets for life and the big prizes, all that's still in play.
Yeah, we've got a second chance drawing still coming here for the rest of the season. You can enter your non-winning Ravens times two and Ravens times 10 tickets into My Lottery Rewards for a chance to get in on the prizes, including season tickets for 20 years. We still are looking for another couple of the finalists for that. We'll have six finalists who each win $10,000 no matter what, and then one of those six is going to win Raven season tickets for the next 2 decades. So we've got all of that still to come, and that trip to Cincinnati, as you say, looming large, because which Joe is going to play, Joe Flacco or Joe Burrow? It might be good either way for the Bengals the way the things seem to be going right now. So
Well, you think
a
the
fun
Bengals are the
trip
way?
for
You
our
haven't seen
winners.
their defense, have you?
No, well, their defense notwithstanding, the Steelers had a rough time against them. So I
Seth
don't know.
Elkin is here, right? So let's get into sports wagering a minute while we're on Joe Flacco, Joe Burrow. Clearly, I gave John Harbaugh a hard time about moving the line 5 points a week and a half ago, and Roger Goodell gave him $100,000 as well. With the Class A story in the news, I've talked to some people in Cleveland this week about that. Obviously, the NBA thing. All of this is sort of, uncharted territory and some things. But one of the things that John and I've talked, and you've talked over the course of time, is getting this away from Louis the bookmaker, probably a good thing in America. And I say that not as a citizen, as a spokesperson, or whatever, just because I've witnessed this for 4 decades, the lawlessness part of it. And then there's the regulating part of it. And then there's the wow, the numbers are, there's more people who want to do this. And we're always telling people, and you always say, slow your roll is my thing. But the numbers from October were large, larger than maybe any of us would have predicted sitting around last summer or the summer before that, because all of this is new.
Yeah, the regulatory side, first of all, is something that we are constantly vigilant and constantly monitoring. And there's a lot of discussion between us and between the operators, and the leagues are certainly getting involved in response to what happened with baseball. You saw Major League Baseball put out some parameters for its sports betting partners that it works with about micro bets and pitch by pitch bets, and that's something that we will be taking a very close look at and are always monitoring and in discussions with. So that's a very top of mind for us. But as you mentioned, we reported the October wagering numbers for sports wagering, and it's always a very busy month in October, because if you think about the sports calendar, you've got the baseball playoffs, you've got football, both pro and college, in full swing. You've got the NBA season gets started late in October. The NHL season is going. Even the MLS season is going, I think. So you've got a
They
whole
get
bunch
two
of
or three
sports.
baseball, four baseball games going on a day for a week or two, right? I mean, there's just a, there's a, and it's high energy, high leverage baseball. The games were great, and
And
it crescendoed.
that busy calendar always leads to a busy month of activity, and we certainly saw that more than
Well, baseball's
700.
been bigger business than I think anybody thought it was going to be, including me, who didn't take a phone call for 30 years here about anybody betting on baseball, to be honest with you.
We ended up with more than $736 million in handle. That's the amount of money that was wagered in October, which is the most we've had in a single month. And that translated into $14.1 million in contribution to the state for the month of October. Again, more than we've had before. So
That
we're
goes
at
to the blueprint. That goes to all sorts of things, right?
Yep, the Blueprint Fund gets most of it. The Blueprint got, I believe, $10 million of that, and there's about
That's
three million.
education for those of you who are out there, just to make sure that, we think we always say, what can we do? And I'll, when I do talk to Ivan Bates and heard him speak, it was, hey, man, make our schools better. Like, literally, that's an easy pitch in the middle of a lottery segment, in the middle of a Republican Democrat sports segment. Let's help education. So I just want to get that out as to people. Hey, why, where does this go? I want people to be more educated when they listen to us,
Yep, there's from the beginning, the sports wagering contributions to the state have been directed to the Blueprint for Maryland's Future, which is the large overarching public education program that was adopted by the state. But for the month of October, out of that $14.1 million, it was $10.6 million that went to the Blueprint, and then and another $3.4 million that ended up in the general fund, the general revenue fund. So there's a small split in the way that that's
Westmore
done there.
needs that. I don't care who you are. We all live here.
So
Right?
and for the fiscal year as a whole, we're at it's more than $40 million in contribution to the state from sports wagering through the first 4 months of fiscal year 2026. So we're ahead of the pace from last year when we had $89 million, and we're probably going to push up into that $100 million range for fiscal year 2026 if things continue to go this way. We have another busy couple of months. You certainly anticipate November, December, January to be very, very busy because of the sports calendar. February, not so much. Everybody thinks that February is a big month because of the Super Bowl happens then, but there aren't as many marquee events on the calendar. But then you get March and you get March Madness. So we have several more busy months of activity coming up in this fiscal year. And then you start to see gradually, and not just here in Maryland, but across the country, these are the ebbs and flows of sports wagering that happen, I think, according to the calendar. The sports calendar kind of dictates a lot of that. But we're off to a very good start in terms of this. And, we're looking at a steady stream of revenue that's being contributed to the general, to not only the general fund, but to the Blueprint fund, which is something very, very important to the state and important to people everywhere. It goes to public education, as you say. So proud to do our part to contribute to that.
And always proud to say 1-800-GAMBLER if you have a problem. I'm always throwing that out for folks. If you think you might, you might. I've done a lot of segments on it. I would encourage you to just put that, pop that into Baltimore Positive. You can hear Will Hinman talk at length about these challenges, especially we get up toward the end of the football season and the holidays moving in. be careful out there and slow your roll. Have fun. So many people are having fun with it. I see people making $5 bets here and again and winning a little bit of money and bragging about it here and again. I realize it's made it more fun for other people. But some guys like Seth Elkin and I, we can just duke it out over old Caps Penguins games or Steelers Colts games of lore. But slow your roll, everybody. 1-800-GAMBLER if you do have a problem. Seth, did I leave anything out? I mean, we didn't even talk about the candy cane thing, man. Come on.
The other thing to mention, I guess, along the responsible play front is that as people start buying holiday gifts and holiday tickets, if you're going to give holiday scratch offs, they make a great holiday gift. And we know a lot of people love to give them as gifts, but please don't give them to anyone under the age of 18. You got to
Should
be
I
at
bring
least
my
18.
wife and her sister on and shame them for sins of previous years in their answer or no?
I think we're going to retroactively do
I
a
want to hear that story
formalism.
from my sister-in-law's point of view because apparently, yeah, it's exactly what you don't want people doing. And I have an example in my family of utter lawlessness that happened 30 years ago that should not be happening in the modern era. Don't buy lottery tickets and stuff them in kids' stocking stuffers, right? That's
As
pretty much the
fun as
message.
they may be to play, they are for adults. We don't sell them to anyone younger than 18. We don't intend them to be given to anyone younger than 18.
I
We don't.
always check, man, because like some of these kids even wait tables at my sponsors. I'm like, you might be 18, you might be 19, So I'm always like, I'm carding them like I should, like the law tells me to, right? Literally.
Something we have to do at events too. Sometimes we give away scratch offs at events, and I know what you mean. It can be an awkward question to ask somebody, but we do try to be very careful about that.
Well, and yeah, and one per person, slowly and carefully, and everybody gets one, and it's like an everlasting gobstopper. By the way, and I'm just gonna say this: I've been studying AI lately, the whole Willy Wonka thing, and the golden ticket, and the whole $1 billion in the jackpot, and Augustus Gloop, and ripping the tickets open. I always get into that way with jackpots. $1 billion, I think, of Willy Wonka and the golden ticket. So I hope somebody here hits it. I hope it's somebody I know. And it keeps you up at night, right? If that happens, you guys go into high gear here at the Maryland Lottery, right?
It's fun. It's fun when you get that wake up call in the middle of the night that we've had a jackpot win here. So it's a lot of work. It's a lot of scrambling around, and you're not quite awake. But that's when we find out the drawings in Mega Millions and Powerball happen at 11 o'clock at night, and it's usually somewhere in the area of 1 to 2 hours after the drawing happens that we know whether or not we've got a jackpot winner. So it's fun to be awakened in the middle of the night for that purpose.
My old line is, I just hope they're not a Commanders fan. But that's just me because I'm a Baltimore guy. Seth Elkin is he's a Maryland guy, Maryland Lottery guy. He's communications director for all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. In for John Martin this week, and I send my apologies to John Martin. So there, have at it. And I will be giving away Raven scratch offs until they take them away from me. I got a couple more weeks left. We are putting together some post-Thanksgiving shows, but in the meantime, we had a great time at Coco's last week. We were at Pizza John's last week. We had great guests doing all sorts of baseball conversations and civic conversations. I put Nancy Longo together with Marcella Knight at Coco's talking crab cakes, and they had this magazine story written about the two of them 20 years ago and had never met. So we talked smoked crab cakes, and then we talked Coco's crab cakes, and then we just decided we should all eat more crab cakes. That's what the Maryland Crab Cake Tour is about. It's all presented by the Maryland Lottery. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And Seth managed to not even talk about the candy cane scratch-offs that are going to be making my bag smell like Santa Claus. It's going to smell like when I sat on Santa's lap at East Point Mall and he always gave me a candy cane. That's what my bag's going to smell like. And it's going to make me feel like a kid again. It's the holidays. Back for more right after this.